What's your philosophy on punting to Pettis?
Cover and tackle.
You punt to him though?
Absolutely.
Some have been going away, so that's why. Mm-hmm. You'll punt it to him. Not gonna try to. You want to pin him on the sides?
And we're gonna punt the ball, and we're gonna cover, and we're gonna tackle.
What do you see on him on film? He's the key to what's made him so elusive that makes five people this year haven't been able to tackle.
Well, bad covering and bad tackling. And he's a good player, so you better cover and you better tackle him. He's pretty good with the ball in his hand.
When you came in here, you looked at that Washington tape from last year and you realized you bring that up to this team, or do you not worry about it because it's last year's team?
That was last year's team. I don't think I really have to bring up anything about that game. I think that's a sour taste in everybody's mouth from last year. And our guys understand we can't play that way if we want to try to beat this football team. We got to play a hell of a lot better. And you do that by preparing really well and then going out and giving it everything you got.
How much did that Utah game boost this team's confidence?
Well, I think it boosted big time. After being on a 3-game losing streak and working your tail off to get back in the win column, I thought our guys were really fired up about that and gained a lot of confidence and more importantly, a belief in each other that they can get it done.
How's that translated to practice?
Great. Yesterday's practice was awesome, and again, some good execution. Guys flying around, just making plays. Everyone, even Justin, made some big time plays out there yesterday. Got everybody excited.
Saw the Orr with his name on the depth chart. Any more clarity? Is he still making that kind of progress?
He's competing. He's out competing and getting better and looking really good. Really good.
When you can make a decision if he can play or not?
I guess before the game, before we kick off.
Last week you said that he could have gone if you needed him, so is it, and no doctor told you he couldn't play. Is this now in your hands as whether he plays or not?
No, I think it's in Justin's hand and the good Lord hand. Make sure he's healed and ready to go. And again, no one will know until we get out there and he take a hit. And we won't know until a game because he won't get hit in practice and no one will touch him or breathe on him in practice.
Then how do you know?
You won't know.
How are you going to know when he's ready?
Football guys will let us know.
Has there been a clearance? I mean, have you gotten clearance that it's on up to you guys now? Have the doctors cleared him?
The doctors told us where he is and Justin told us how he's feeling and he goes out in practice and he's performing really well. If you'd have saw practice yesterday, you would have been like, oh, okay, he's ready. But like I said the other day, we're not going to put him out there unless he's healed and ready to go. We're not going to jeopardize our franchise.
What was your daughter for Halloween?
My daughter, she was a little princess, which she is every day. You know.
So not hard to pull off.
Not hard to pull off at all. The best one was my son. He was Coach T, and he had the little gray beard. And I was like, you gotta be kidding me, man.
What was the beard made of? I couldn't.
I have no idea. I was at work and got a picture and just died laughing. I was like, you gotta be kidding me. Then he had the lollipop, which was the icing on the cake.
Against Utah, Cam McCormick had the touchdown catch, sprung some big runs. What have you seen out of him this year?
I've been watching Cam improve from spring ball and through training camp and throughout the season. Cam's gonna be a really good football player for us. He's really physical and he's very competitive and it was great to see him get in the end zone because it gives him even more confidence, not only him but our team in him. So really excited to watch his growth and we're going to need him to be on his A game again this week.
How helpful is it having tight end like that help spring some big runs downfield as well?
It's big time. I know coming in we wasn't sure what we had other than Breland, you know, and Cam has come along and show that we have two quality tight ends that we can go in and play with. And even Bay has come in and did some good things for us too. So really happy with those guys and the way they've been working and contributing to our football team is very much needed.
How's Jake Browning different than the other elite quarterbacks in the conference?
He's shorter. He's shorter, but he's smart and He understands their offense and what they're asking him to do, and he don't make a lot of mistakes, which their football team doesn't make a lot of mistakes, and that's a sign of a good football team.
Pettis do so well as a receiver. Arian said he doesn't get the recognition he deserves.
He catch balls and he makes plays. You know, if anybody's watching the film, I mean, I don't know why he doesn't get the recognition that a lot of other guys do, but he's a big-time football player. He has the height. He has the physical tools. He can run away from you, and he strong hands with catching the football. And I think we all see what he does at punt return. So he's one of those guys that put the ball in his hand, he can do some special things for you.
Said that you addressed the Florida stuff at dinner. You just want to do it directly. What'd you tell him, and why did you feel it was important to tell him directly?
I told him exactly what I told you guys, you know, and because of how it blew up so quick, I'm just like, wow, hell, my son even texted me while he was in school, should have been focusing on class, and asked me, Dad, are we moving again? And I'm like, are you kidding me? You know, when I knew my son texted me, I knew the guys had heard all of that, and just like I'm always am with those guys, honest and upfront with them, and just wanted them to hear it from me and not buy into it, but also a learning lesson for them. All it takes is someone to throw a story out there and it sticks on the internet and it just blows up. So just wanted them to hear it from me and squash that and make sure we're focusing on Washington. We need all our attention on Washington, and that's so important, and it's just unfortunate this week you get those rumors. So, but we got to deal with it. Some more adversity, but we'll deal with it and keep it rolling.
You think Coach Peterson planted those out there?
I have no idea who did it, but they were clever. They're clever, but we're gonna keep it moving and stay focused and make sure we take care of our business.
Really, how do you feel about rivalry games like Washington? Oregon State, or I know coaches try to treat them all the same, but do you kind of appreciate the history of these series?
You do, and guys, I mean, our guys understand how important it is, and when you're playing these games, I said the other day, every game's a rivalry, you know, and I think once you start getting up and down for a game, then you don't become the football team that you want, you know. You look at a team like Alabama, I guarantee you, every game they play is a rivalry, you know. We understand the importance. Hell, Washington is the team in the conference. That's the team you want to beat, you know. So on top of that and just past history, it's going to be spiced up. I think it's more for fans and you guys, you know. But we understand. I know our guys understand what Washington is all about and what we need to do when we go up there.